Eli, how important is this game now? Is this crucial in your mind?
They're all crucial, and I think everybody knows the record, and the next game is always the most important one. So. We're searching, and we're keep working and grinding to find a way to get a win, and that's the mindset.
Eli, how is the result going to be different? What has to happen?
We just got to clean things up. I think last week did some good things offensively. Just enough things. Hurt ourselves with some penalties. Not making a couple. Key plays in certain situations. That we got to make. We got to make if we're expect to win some ball games.
Isn't it to the point where improvement's not good enough? You've got to win.
Well, improvement—that's going to get us to into the winning factor. So we just make some plays, fix some things, and be accountable for all our actions. And can't afford the mistakes that are holding us back right now.
Your owner said he was very unhappy with Odell touchdown celebration and costing the team. Something that's been off and on for a while. Did you feel the same way? Were you unhappy with?
I didn't see the celebration when it occurred. I knew we were penalized, but I didn't know why it occurred. Obviously, penalties, you can't have penalties. That's that simple. And so on all aspects of it, we got to eliminate those.
How much do you feel the need to talk to him after the fact? You're obviously a leader on the team. Did you feel the need to say something to him about that issue in particular?
No, I didn't talk to him about that. So my job is to get him ready to play each week. Make sure he's knows his assignments, knows what he's doing, and he can go out there and get in the end zone and do a celebration, but make sure we're not penalizing the team.
Do you feel like it's a cause for alarm when the owner speaks like that about one of the more prominent players that he's unhappy?
Hey, that's part of football. You get penalized, there's a chance there's going to be people that are unhappy, whether it's the owner, the head coach, or other players. You can't afford penalties.
Are you unhappy in any way with Odell's antics?
No, I want him to go out there and play hard. Obviously, it's part of being smart in all aspects of penalties. I don't think unhappy is the word. Just everybody's got to be a little smarter. And in this situation, when things are tough, and we're trying to find ways to get wins, and we got to grind, and we're catching some bad breaks, and things aren't going our way, we can't afford to make it harder on ourselves.
Eli, last week's game, you were able to find Brandon Marshall a couple more times. How has your relationship with him on the field improved over the first few weeks?
I think he's done a good job, and I think I thought he had his best week of practice last week, and knew we had to get him involved in the offense and get him. So I thought it was good to get him a bunch of catches and made some nice plays, and I think he'll continue to get better for us.
What's the biggest thing you got to do to get the offense going early this week as opposed to some of the other things?
I think just got to find completions. I thought last week, moved the ball well the first couple drives, just had a couple third downs. We're just not good enough on third down right now, and both of them are very manageable. One's a third and one, and we tried to run it. Next one, just a little off between Odell and I. So just cleaning up those things. Both of them were plays that we're not executed exactly the way we wanted them to be executed. So it's that's on ourselves, and we can't afford to have ourselves making it any harder than it already is.
Bill, I am told that Tampa plays a lot of soft and zone coverages, yet they gave up a lot of big plays last week to Minnesota. How encouraging is that for you guys to be able to go against that?
We got to have a great week of preparation. They're good. Minnesota made some plays on them last week. They did some had a couple of big plays on them, and the quarterback played well. So we got to do a good job, make sure we're getting completions, protecting things, and if we get a couple opportunities to hit some shots, we got to hit them.
Eli, what do you see out of a young guy like Jameis Winston, a quarterback?
Just from what I've seen the last couple of years, Jameis has played well. It creates a lot of plays, moves around the pocket some, but throws it well, and he's got a couple of playmakers at receivers.
Eli, only three teams have come back from 0-3 and made the playoffs. Do you believe this team can be the fourth?
Well, our mindset is we got to get this win right here, get our first win and go from there. So, we got a long football season left, and anything's possible. And but it's still the focus is on the next game. No matter if we're 3-0 or 1-2 or whatever, next game's the most important one. That's where we are right now.
Was it Tom who used to have the expression "just shut up and play the game"? Is it that time for this team?
Hey, man, I think that's always time for that.
You gotta go play. You gotta go play and find ways to win and make the plays that are there for you.